Heyo, what up? It's Sunnydale Bound, and I am back at it again with those questionnaires. This time, I am doing... Tark's... ultra-sexy music questionnaire. And I love music, so I was really excited when I found this. Actually, Endless Gin pointed me this way, so I was super excited to... find it. It's from 3 years ago, but I'm super into music, like I said. So number one is choose one, name your top five favorite songs, band, singers, or albums. All right. So I am going to do bands or singers because my top five favorite songs change frequently, but my favorite bands or singers usually don't. So they're in no particular order, but number one would have to be Fall Out Boy. I love Fall Out Boy. I've been stanning Fall Out Boy since Take This to Your Grave, and which is like 2005, I think. I love all of their albums. I think Folie à Deux is definitely underrated, and it has a lot of really good songs. Save Rock and Roll is probably my second favorite album, or tied for first. I think that their style is just ever evolving and changing, and they've proven that yet again with their new CD Mania, with Young and Menace and Champion. And I think that the way that they can still express themselves with their music and change and stay hip and current to what people are listening to now, it's just remarkable, and not a lot of bands can actually accomplish that. Number two, I would have to say, is probably Nicki Minaj. I think she is just a lovely human being. I'm sure she's probably not, but I love her music. I love her songs, and I just, whenever she's featured on a song, I usually only like her part. I really love her. Yes, I'm Basic. Number three is Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift. I love her pettiness, I love her shade, I love her talking about her romantic experiences. I just love her. I think that she's great and wonderful, and I think she has a good voice, and I make no apologies for liking her. Number four would probably have to be Reba McEntire. I grew up listening to country music because my mom listened to it, and I never had control over the radio. And so we would just be listening to country, and I liked it at the time. I still do. I prefer classic country over the newer stuff, but yeah, Reba McEntire, she's queen. I've still never seen her live, and my heart is still breaking over it. And then number five, I would have to say, would probably be Linkin Park. They were just such a big part of my formative years, like Linkin Park and Green Day and Blink-182 and Newfound Glory. I'd kind of link them all together because they were like middle school and high school for me, and they were just their everything. So yeah, them. Number two, first concert you remember seeing, whether it be in person or on TV. Like I said, I was raised listening to country, so Kenny Chesney was my first concert that I can remember going to, and it was, I think it was around the time where his single She Thinks My Tractor Sexy came out, because the shirt that I got from the tour, he was definitely on a tractor without wearing a shirt, but he was wearing like overalls and like cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, and I swear he had like a farmer's tan and like a piece of hay from his mouth. I'm not sure. Anyway, a song or band that you used to love when you were younger. So I'm assuming the used to love, since it's in all caps, means like I don't anymore. So I'm going to have to say Garth Brooks. Country again, shocker, but younger. Garth Brooks or Good Charlotte, like really young or like teenage young. It depends where you want to go. Like Garth Brooks, I don't like any of his new stuff after he had that existential crisis and was like Chris Gaines or whatever. And Good Charlotte, I really liked their debut album, but their sophomore album, I wasn't a huge fan of. I liked a few of the songs, but not enough to really like carry the album for me. So I bought the second one because I loved them and I didn't care to listen to anything else after that. Number four, if you can tattoo a line from a song somewhere on your body, which lyric would it be and where would you put it? Oh, wow. So, as far as this goes, I think the lyric I like the best that, like, just for some reason resonates with me is from Fall Out Boy's America's Sweethearts song. It's I'm in love with my own sins. It's in the chorus. And I really like that line for some reason. Anyway, I would probably get it tattooed on my right arm, like my right bicep, you know, where like your elbow, the inside of your elbow, like right above that, and like some fancy little script, because why not? Number five, do you play any musical instruments? Is there one you want to take up learning? No, I do not. I used to play the clarinet. I was not the greatest at it. However, I was second chair in seventh grade band for the first semester. And I used to have a blue four-string Ibanez bass. But I sucked at that too. I would love to really learn how to play the bass or the cello. I think that they are severely underrated as far as, like, the mainstream popularity people choosing to play them. Like, you always hear, like, oh, I bought a guitar. It's because, like, the bass is the backbone of the music. And so, like, people don't usually do that. But, anyway, yeah. Number six, is there a certain song that makes you horny without fail? No. No, there's, I mean, a song can be hot, but I don't think that I've ever listened to a song and was, like, ravenously horny. Yeah. Number seven, a song that everyone hates but you love, and a song that everyone loves but you hate. So, a song that everyone hates but I love, I would have to say that, oh wow, I hate Meghan Trainor. I think she's deplorable as a human being, but I really love her song Me Too. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I hate her, and I hate the song, and yet I love it. I love it so much. It's so catchy. Anyway, a song that everyone loves but you hate. Closer by Chainsmokers featuring Halsey. I hate that song. Hate it, hate it, hate it. I don't understand. I don't like the Chainsmokers. I don't like Halsey. I don't like their music. And I don't understand it. Number 8, if you started any musical of your choice, what character would you want to portray? Oh, wow. Any musical of my choice. I'm assuming that involves Disney, or includes Disney. So, I would love to star in Moana, and I want to be her grandma so bad. Like, I don't want to be Moana, but I would love to be her grandma. Or even, like, just a villager. Like, that would be amazing. Moana, please save us. You're our only hope. Number 9, if you were an exotic dancer, what would be your go-to song to strip to? I've been obsessed with Swalla by Jason Derulo, featuring Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla $ign recently. I listen to it every time I get in the car, pull that shit up. So I would do Swalla. It's so suggestive. Number 10, if you were to record and release an album, what would its title be? Please explain. It would be Untitled, because I'm not very creative. And lastly, number 11, is there a famous musician you want to fuck? If this shocks you, then I haven't done a good job explaining how much I love Fall Out Boy. Because I would fuck the shit out of Patrick Stump. He is just amazing. His soul punk era, when he would perform those songs and move those hips, fuck. Fuck. Oh my God. Patrick Stump, like 2005 Patrick Stump, 2017 Patrick Stump, I don't care. Anywhere in the middle, he has always been gorgeous. He has always been sexy to me. And his voice is just phenomenal when he growls. Oh, you have no idea what he does to me. Anyway, so yeah, that would be who I would fuck. And that's it. That was the end of the questionnaire. I hope you had fun listening to me rant and rave about music and try to justify my tastes. All right. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.